workout today is Devil Worm. We have an AMRAP in 16 minutes of 90 double unders and 30 inchworms. However, on 0, 4, 8, and 12, we do 8 dumbbell push press, 8 devil's press, and 8 dumbbell push press. The weight today for the dumbbells are 2 15s or 2 9 kilo dumbbells, and the RX Plus is 2 22.5s and 2 15s. You just asked me, as I was about to press the record button here, do I know what a devil worm is? What's a devil worm?
I just discovered what a devil worm is.
Oh.
It's a Halicephalabus mephisto.
So is that like the Latin name for the type of worm it is?
It's a species of nematode. It's a species of roundworm, right?
Right.
And it's the deepest living animal in the world.
Like on land or under the ocean?
It lives 3.6 kilometers under the surface of the earth. It was discovered in 2011. So it was in the rock fracture in the water. Wait, you see this thing?
We'll attach your picture. Ew.
It's a manky looking thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It kind of looks like I went to see Dune last weekend, the second one. It kind of looks like the worms are that.
It looks exactly like the worm.
Devil worm.
Yes, the devil worm, yeah.
So here, enough of actual worms.
Worm trivia.
Yeah, worm trivia. Here we go. It's something constantly varied. That's what that should be on. We have 90 double unders and 30 inchworms. I missed that this was an AMRAP. So once I get them done, I go back to them again.
Yes, as many rounds of that as you can.
Goodness. Why inchworms and why not? I don't know anything else. We did these for the bank holiday the other week and everyone complained about them, how hard they got.
Yeah,
it's so hard.
It's hard, and you know what makes them difficult? Everyone can do them forever.
Forever, yeah.
And that's why these two movements are programs. Like, what can we get people moving nonstop for 16 minutes that you'll never stop? And it was those two things. And this is like 24.2. We have to just move nonstop. We can't afford to pause before the barbell. We can't afford to, you know, get too annoyed about snagging on the jump rope.
Yeah,
can't afford to back off on the rower. So we got to keep going here. So that's what those two movements are there for.
So what's the point of the push press, devil's press, push press then? Because they're short, sharp, more powerful movements that really spike the heart rate and would massively interfere with what you just said.
So spiky, little interference, isn't it? So this is designed to be like hellish, awful, explosive. You don't want to do that in the middle of a third gear, non-stop thing, don't you not?
No.
It's the last thing you want to do.
So what this makes me think of, you know, I'm mad about rugby, obviously, but it's like, as a scrum half, you're probably not in the main defensive line. You're always tracking in behind. It's that non-stop thing. And then maybe there's an opportunity to grab the ball. Maybe there's a chance where you have to make a tackle. And it's like that little
explosive bit, which is hard to recover from, because then you got to get back to normal work.
And you just got to get back to like minding the backfield and doing that thing. That's exactly what this makes me think of.
Yeah, that's a great example of it. So we don't want to do the explosive thing, but we got to, because we don't have much time to get through it. We got to get back to work. And then we have to slot back into third gear with the heart rate up around fifth gear.
Yeah. And that's a skill in itself, isn't it? It's like being out of breath, high heart rate, haven't done really fast work. Can we then just get back to that normal thing?
Get back to work while trying to let the heart rate come down slower than we want it. Because we just want to stop and let it come down and get out of discomfort. But we have to let it drift down through working. And that's the hard bit. So we've got that dynamic going on. Spike it. And then even out. Spike it. Even out all the way through.
And how do we make sure that we can actually do that today? Like, is there a strategy, a tactic, a thing that we can do to really help us?
Yeah, I think there's a speed of work through the push press, devil's press, push press. Uh-huh. That's designed, you see the dumbbells are lighter than usual, 15s and 9s. Yeah. So they're designed that you can do them fairly unbroken so that you can put them down after whatever, a minute or so, and get back in. You've got 3 minutes then to find your gear. And I do think a lot of that is just being cool-headed. It's being calm. And saying, I know that my heart rate is going to come down from this point. It's going to come down slower than I wanted it, but it's not going to let me stop working. One thing I was yelling at the crew last Saturday morning, all the way through our workout, is we are not here to recover. We're not here to recover. And if we're in a workout trying to recover, there should be, in this type of workout, there should be a huge red flag. Why am I recovering here? I'm not here for that. I'm here to work. So it's about saying, I am going to get back to work, but I'm also mentally not going to be too panicked about being too high a heart rate for it. I'm going to let it come down gradually. So I think that's the mentality that we're going to need, and we're going to need to be able to resist the urge to stop.
So let's look at that little dumbbell section at the minute that does spike everything. I think on zero, everyone will be able to execute that almost perfectly. And on four, maybe 80% of that. And then on eight, 80% of that. And like the intensity of it can drop off, but then the actual movement technique of it can all drop off as well. Like the dip and drive can get bad. The hollow spine can get really bad on the devil's press. How do we stay on top of everything there in that little section?
Yeah, I think that's well identified. I definitely think the technique is at huge risk here. We could end up with massive sloppiness technically. Especially with the light dumbbells, we can kind of think, I just move them, I just get through these things. And I think that'd be a huge mistake. And one of our principles is this core to extremity principle, that we'd like our movements to start in the middle of our body and kind of work to the extremity. If we take care of the core here, most of the extremity stuff gets taken care of pretty
and
well.
By core, you mean like not abs necessarily, but hips and shoulders?
Yeah, it's the position of the spine. So I think the big thing you said already, at the bottom of the devil's press, we get a rounded back because we've got a very deep handle position of dumbbell when we stand up. So keeping the back straight there. And then the opposite can happen on the push press. We get a lean back as we press out. If those two things happen, that's where there's not really anything else you can fix from there. Like, that's just the disaster. So if nothing else, I would say put all of your effort into the midline, like a neutral spine position, both devil's press and push press. Then the rest, if the rest goes a little bit sloppier, it's no big deal. But this is got to be the key. Get your middle strong.